This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF team on the island for 8th review under extended fund facility. Parish councils need $10 billion in property taxes, and JCF rolls out e-diary initiative. The news in detail after this break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all government pensioners who have not yet submitted their pension life certificate to do so by May 7, 2015. Pensioners are asked to ensure that the life certificate is fully completed and certified only by persons listed on the certificate as being authorized to do so. Pensioners are also asked to detach the payslips before returning the certificate.
Now the news. A mission team from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, is on the island conducting the 8th review of Jamaica's performance under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. The IMF staff review will include meetings with Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, Financial Secretary Devon Rowe, and Governor of the Bank of Jamaica Brian Winter. The IMF team will also have a series of consultations with government officials, technical staff, and key stakeholders, including members of the private sector. The review will cover the first quarter of 2015 and will take place from May 4 to May 12. A press release from the Finance Ministry says the current review comes against a background of an improving macroeconomic environment. Among other things, the inflation rate has fallen to its lowest total in 48 years. The Net International Reserves, NIR, is approximately $2.4 billion strong, and the balance of payments position continues to improve. The Ministry of Finance also reiterated the government's unwavering commitment to the economic reform program and the increased job creation and economic growth it will yield. Some $10 billion in property taxes per year is needed to sufficiently address the needs of parish councils across the island. Manager of Revenue Enhancement and Resource Mobilization in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Calvert Thomas, says although the collections exceeded the target set last year, it is still far from the amount needed to provide the necessary services. Speaking at a JIS think tank session recently, Mr. Thomas said local authorities continue to face challenges in meeting the needs of citizens due to the level of compliance for property taxes.
We collected last year almost $7.45 billion. Our actual needs per annum is in the range of $10 billion. Given inflation, it might well reach about 11 or 12. So we are always buying, and we seek, as best as is possible, to appeal to persons out there to make their payments so we can better serve them.
Property taxes are used in assisting community development projects, rehabilitation of parochial roads, streetlights, and collection and disposal of solid waste. Operators in the micro, small, and medium enterprise MSME sector could soon benefit from improved access to financing to enhance their businesses. Industry, Investment, and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says a task force appointed to address challenges affecting the sector is currently considering a plan to improve access to capital.
This plan includes repurposing and recapitalizing Self-Start Fund and the Micro Investment Development Agency, MIDA, to ensure greater efficiency and cost reduction.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the media launch of the 6th Caribbean Microfinance Forum at the City Jamaica building in Kingston recently. The event, organized by the Caribbean Microfinance Alliance, the CMFA, will be held July 6 to 9 in Miami, Florida. The CMFA currently has 25 members from 9 countries, with members investing over $34 million to serve some 22,000 micro-entrepreneurs within those markets. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has rolled out its electronic station eStation Diary initiative to increase efficiency and operations through technology. The eStation Diary will replace the traditional large ruled hardcover book and is the official record of activity at a station. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the eStation Diary pilot project was recently rolled out at the Manchester and Clarendon Divisional Headquarters.
This initiative replaces the physical book with electronic station diaries that will bring huge efficiencies and new capabilities in terms of searching the database and retrieving records.
Minister Bunting says the layers of security built into the e-diary system ensure greater protection and integrity of data. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.